March 22nd through the 28th, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29. Jesus Christ will gather his people. One of the purposes of studying the scriptures is to learn doctrine or gospel truths that are essential for our salvation. As you study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29 this week, look for doctrinal insights that are meaningful to you. Even though the Church of Jesus Christ had been organized in 1830, many gospel truths were still to be revealed, and several early church members had questions. They had read prophecies in the Book of Mormon about the gathering of Israel and the building up of Zion. See 3 Nephi chapter 21. How would that happen? The revelations Hiram Page claimed to receive addressed that subject, which only increased members' curiosity. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 28. Other people wondered about the fall of Adam and Eve and spiritual death. The Lord welcomed these questions in 1830. "Whatsoever ye shall ask in faith," he told the saints, "being united in prayer according to my command, ye shall receive." See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 6. And he welcomes our questions today. He's just waiting for us to ask him in prayer. In fact, as the doctrinally rich revelation in Doctrine and Covenants, section 29 shows, he sometimes responds by imparting truth and knowledge beyond the questions we asked in the first place. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29. Heavenly Father prepared the perfect plan for our exaltation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, teaches many truths about God's plan for his children. As you read, look for truths you learn about each of the following parts of the plan. Premortal life. See verses 36 through 37. Creation. See verses 31 through 33. The fall of Adam and Eve. See verses 40 through 41. Mortal life. See verses 39 and 42 through 45. The atonement of Jesus Christ. See verses 1, 42 through 43, and 46 through 50. The resurrection. See verses 13 and 26. The final judgment. See verses 12 through 13 and 27 through 30. What new insights did you gain? How would your life be different if you didn't know about these truths? You can study more about Heavenly Father's plan in The Plan of Salvation from Preach My Gospel, A Guide to Missionary Service, 2018. churchofjesuschrist.org/manual/missionary. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 1 through 8. Jesus Christ will gather his people before his second coming. Jesus Christ speaks of gathering his people as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 2. What does this image teach you about the Savior's desire to gather you? As you read Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 1 through 8, look for insights about why we gather, who will gather, and how we can help gather the elect. See verse 7. In our day, gathering to Zion means uniting in stakes of Zion around the world. How does gathering as saints help us be prepared in all things for the tribulations that will come before the Savior's second coming? See verse 8. See also verses 14 through 28. See also Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 10. Russell M. Nelson and Wendy W. Nelson, Hope of Israel. Worldwide Devotional for Youth, June 3, 2018, churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 31 through 35. All things unto me are spiritual. In what sense are all commandments spiritual? What does knowing that all commandments are spiritual teach you about the purpose of commandments? You might list a few commandments and consider the spiritual principles related to each one. What might change if you looked for spiritual meaning or purpose in your everyday tasks, even those that seem temporal or mundane? See also Romans chapter 8, verse 6, and 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 30 through 32. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 36 through 50. Jesus Christ redeems us from the fall. This revelation opens with the Lord introducing himself as our Redeemer, who has atoned for our sins. See verse 1. The revelation goes on to explain some of the reasons we need a Redeemer. Consider how you would use verses 36 through 50 to explain why we need redemption through the Savior Jesus Christ. In many faith traditions, the fall is seen as a tragedy. What do you find in these verses that teaches the positive results of the fall? See also 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 and 15 through 29, Mosiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, and Moses chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Ideas for family scripture study and home evening. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29. You could use the images at the end of this outline along with Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, to teach your family about the plan of salvation. For example, family members could learn about different parts of the plan by reading and discussing the verses suggested. They could find additional truths in Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org, or the Guide to the Scriptures, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Write down what you learn. Why are we thankful to know about the plan of salvation? How does knowing about it influence our everyday lives? Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 2 and 7 through 8. What does it mean to be gathered by the Savior? How can we help Him gather the elect? Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 3 through 5. What do we learn about the Savior in these verses that helps us lift up our hearts and be glad? See verse 5. The video We Can Find Happiness, churchofjesuschrist.org, could help you discuss how knowing about the plan of salvation has brought your family happiness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 34 through 35. Reading these verses could give your family an opportunity to talk about the spiritual reasons behind some of the commandments or prophetic counsel you are trying to follow. For example, why does the Lord want us to read the scriptures as a family? What spiritual benefits have we seen from keeping the commandments? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, Israel, Israel, God is Calling, hymns number 7. Improving our teaching. Look for Jesus Christ. The scriptures teach us that all of God's creations testify of Jesus Christ. See Moses chapter 6, verses 62 through 63. So look for Him as you read the scriptures. Consider noting or marking verses that teach about Him.